DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For the final time this week, let's give away a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler right here in D.C. on September 27th. Congrats to caller 10. Your 4th of July weekend's about to get a lot better. Dial us up, 800-636-1067. It's the You're My Best Friend Tour, Adam Sandler, Capital One Arena, September 27th. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com/events.
We are Grant and Danny. We're exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Morad, estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
The highly anticipated 4th of July food draft ahead of cookouts tomorrow comes your way in about 20 minutes right here on The Fan. But we're pleased right now to get the latest on everything going on in the NBA with Jason Timpf, whose basketball insight I really like over at The Volume. He's joining us on the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning in the DMV. Jason, good to have you back on Grant and Danny in the District, man. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to be here. It feels like we're finally on the home stretch of what's been an insane 4 to 5 months here. So I'm excited to go out to Vegas next week. And the Wizards actually are starting to shape up into a pretty serious basketball team. That's fun.
Yeah, it's very fun. We've only been waiting about 50 years, so we are ready for it to come.
It's almost time, buddy.
To fruition. We'll get to that in a second. I actually want to start with some newsier things. First of all, the Lakers. Explain this to me like I'm five. What is going on here, and is there any way LeBron doesn't end up playing in L.A.?
So the stuff with LeBron, I personally think mostly just comes down to him pouting because he got some intel behind the scenes that the Lakers were going to let DFS go. So the Jake LaRavia thing has been in the works for a while. He's been hanging out with Austin behind the scenes and trying to kind of leverage that situation. And so then it came down to, okay, if we're going to spend something in the mid-level exception range, we're going to probably end up investing this salary into Jake instead of Dorian. We'll let Dorian walk. And that obviously is a talent downgrade. And when you look at that juxtaposed with Denver loading up and Houston loading up and obviously how good Oklahoma City looked, it kind of looked like the Lakers were going from a, you know, fringe contender down instead of fringe contender up. And so I think that's where his frustrations came from. As far as LeBron ever potentially even considering leaving, I don't think he would have considered it if there was a shoe-in obvious fit that gave him, like, a clear, obvious, like, top-tier contending roster. And that just wasn't out there. Even for something like Cleveland, that would have been interesting in the sense that the East is so wide open that it would have given him a better chance to get to the finals. But then you're inevitably going to run into a Houston or an Oklahoma City or a Denver. And I don't think that team would have been, you know, clearly better than that group. And so I think for LeBron, at his age, as established in Los Angeles as he was, the chances of him leaving were always low, and I think most of this was just him pouting from the behind-the-scenes action.
So, Jason, I'm old enough to remember when somebody opting out of a deal was the way that they announced they're going to free agency, right? People are taking their talents to different cities. Now the opting in has, sends everyone panicking. It's just, I think, just kind of a sign of the times, right? Obviously, the CBA is such that it's more lucrative for these guys to quote-unquote stay home and then agitate for trades and the like. Just A, just the state of the union on that, and then B, I want you to get us up to speed on this Phoenix and Houston deal, which might involve like four countries, the United Nations, Canada, like other weird trade agreements. What is going on?
Yeah, so as far as the opting in piece of it, I think, you know, there was this idea with LeBron that like maybe in some situation he would try to leverage a 1+1. That's the really interesting thing is, LeBron almost always in this situation has opted out and then signed an additional 1+1 for financial security. Now, the Lakers are famously tight-lipped. Stuff doesn't get out. So I'm not sure whether or not they ever actually offered that or if this was more LeBron being like, I'm playing one more year and I'm done. But I think it was strange that he opt out and then take a 1+1 for the financial security. As far as like the opting in as a sign of the times, that was the funniest thing about the report from David Benjamin regarding them targeting cap space in 2027. There was just no universe where the Lakers were going to like land some big fish in free agency. It's just not how the league works anymore. Guys take their financial security, and then it also just gives them options on where to go. Cap space is limited, but if teams can match salary, there's all sorts of bloated contracts around the league. That's how you can end up facilitating swaps like some of the swaps that we've seen from around the league. And even just something like Jalen Green being on a massive deal, but that helps facilitate a Kevin Durant trade, right? Like that's how this stuff works. Now, as far as the Kevin Durant trade goes, there's just a lot of like surplus players involved in various spots. Like Phoenix has too many centers now with Malwatch and the two guys from Charlotte. Then you have Houston has a surplus of centers too. I could see the Lakers getting in there to try to poach a backup center. I could see the Golden State Warriors trying to get in there to poach a backup center. But basically all these other teams are just trying to get into it to try to grab fringe role players. And then the machinations are a little bit easier to pull off in the multi-team trades. But obviously we'll see what it ends up turning out to be. But I would imagine most people are going to be looking for end of the rotation guys, like sixth, seventh guys to poach from Houston and Phoenix in that deal.
Jason Timpf, The Volume, joining us on Grant and Danny. Wild few days in the NBA. How crazy was what the Bucks did with Damian Lillard, and is there any precedent for anything like that?
10 years ago, when we were still seeing the wave and stretch provision, that was such a bizarre move. I get it. Like, so you look at this situation, right? And it's Giannis is not quite ready to request a trade. The Eastern Conference is wide open, but Milwaukee has almost no vehicle with which to improve their roster. So they were stuck between a rock and a hard place, no matter what. And Dame was going to be basically impossible to trade under any circumstances. So they were basically stuck in the situation where they could try to convince Giannis to stay while having an albatross contract on the books that literally prevents them from doing anything, like a big $50 million chunk that is just useless on the payroll, or they could try to spread that out over 5 years, which is what they did. And so ultimately, if you look at it, it was their only chance to keep Giannis. If they were going to lose Brooke Lopez in free agency, if they were going to have, you know, only the option to retain some of their core players, which they did, and they got deals. Like I think that Kevin Porter Jr. actually had some utility alongside Giannis. They had some good pick and roll chemistry down the stretch of the season. Dorian Prince shot the ball extremely well for them last year. You guys all saw Gary Trent light the world on fire in a couple of playoff games, getting those guys on discounted deals. Bobby Portis signed a discounted deal. I actually like Gary Harris. I wish they would have got him 5 years ago, but he's perfectly fine as an upgrade to a very weak perimeter defense like they have. And so Miles Turner, you know, I have some similar concerns to Brooke, where you guys saw at various points in the postseason, Miles is a little slow-footed. He got burned on the perimeter quite a bit, especially in the Oklahoma City series. His inability to contain the ball up at the level of screens was kind of an issue for them. So for an already slow Bucks team, I don't love Miles Turner as some sort of massive needle mover. But honestly, as I look back, and they have Miles, they added Gary, they retained all these guys, that was way better than I thought they could have done under the circumstances. Now, their cap is screwed, and they're headed for a massive rebuild after all of this. But ultimately, they wanted to give Giannis another chance, and that's what they did.
So, and Jason Temp is with us here on Grant and Danny. I took a slightly different tack, but maybe got to the same point. I've always liked Miles Turner maybe a bit more than everybody seems to. Like, to me, I'll figure it out. A guy that can hit threes and block shots, I've got a use for that guy. Like, I'll figure kind of the rest out, even though if I've got more, like, water-carrying stars. Looking at the rest of the landscape, I'm going, I think that's kind of as good as they could have done. Now, I don't know that that's why you make a move or not. Maybe you just, you know, get kicked in the teeth and try to start a rebuild the last 50 years like the Wizards are doing. But I don't know. It seemed to me like that was pretty savvy, but you didn't like it as much.
No, it's not that it's not savvy. It's you know, like I said, I am surprised, sincerely surprised, that they actually managed to bring in as much talent as they did. Mm-hmm. And I have done similar things where I've tried to talk myself into the Miles Turner fit. So, for instance, one of the issues with Miles Turner was in the finals, the Pacers were picking up so aggressively full court that Miles was having to show on ball screens that were 40, 50, sometimes 60 feet from the basket. The Bucks probably won't do that. They'll probably ask him to come up to the level just at the above the break line, which is a more achievable goal for him. So maybe he'll be a better pick and roll defender for Milwaukee than he was in Indiana's scheme. Like, there are certain things that I'm trying to talk myself through. Obviously, a stretch big alongside Giannis is the ideal fit. Giannis, towards the tail end of the season last year, was such a point forward. Like, he unlocked this part of his game as a passer that we really hadn't seen before. And so I like the idea of truly spacing the floor with shooting, including at the five spot. Like, all of it can work. It's more just as I zoom out, like, let's talk about Cleveland. Like, Cleveland, obviously, they lose Ty Jerome, but they add Lonzo Ball. They still have that same core five that won 64 games last year, whatever it was. Like, they won a ton of games. The Knicks, they've added a couple of pieces of depth with Jordan Clarkson and Gershon Yabusele. Like, I still think the Knicks and the Cavs feel like better teams to me. But, again, it goes back to the premise. The premise here is you had to try to rebuild around Giannis or he was going to request a trade. They had no choice. So I agree with you in the sense that, given a very bad hand of cards, they've somehow managed to put together at least a competitive team, whereas last year it seemed like they had no shot. Like, Indiana just ran right over them.
So, Jason, it seemed to me like you liked what the Wizards have been up to. They trade Jordan Poole. Then they draft Trey Johnson as part of a package of three players in this draft class. Where are you at right now on a Carrington-Johnson backcourt, C.J. McCollum getting in where he fits in, and where they're headed with Bilal Coulibaly and Alex Saar in this foundation?
You know, I think the Wizards have, first of all, Trey Johnson was my favorite player that I scouted in the draft prep this year. He's such a fun movement shooter, and that's the archetype of player that I've always been, very fond of. And he kind of adds some of that scoring creativity. One of the most important parts of scoring goes beyond skill to, like, audacity and creativity. You've got to have an outrageous belief in yourself and a willingness to try things that are not traditionally fundamentally sound, right? And Trey brings that, but also within the context of having a shot profile that makes sense. Like, he's not doing the Ace Bailey, I'm taking a bunch of super contested 18-footers. He's taking quality three-point shots where he only has to hit 35% of them for them to be efficient. And he brings some real off-the-dribble pop, a very good pull-up three-point shooter. Trey is just a ton of fun to watch. I really enjoyed scouting him for the draft this year. I'm just really excited for you guys. That's going to be a ton of fun. Then you have this young core of interesting players. You mentioned Bilal Coulibaly, obviously Bob Carrington, Alex Saar. We even, you know, had some fun moments from Tristan Vucevic down the tail end of the season. There's a lot of, like, fun young talent in-house, and you got out the guys that were the unserious guys. Jordan Poole and Kyle Kuzma, I want to be clear, those guys played serious roles on a championship team. But they did it in bench context. And as leaders of teams, they've proven to be generally unserious. Getting them out, I think, was the culture shift that was necessary. You have these older vets in-house in Middleton and CJ that can actually, like, help with the development of your scoring guards. Trey Johnson, I think, is going to really benefit from spending time around C.J. McCollum because Trey's a little bit rushed right now. He's doing everything at 100 miles an hour. And C.J. McCollum is a textbook like change of pace and use his physical leverage to get separation from more athletic guards. I think he's going to really be able to help Trey with his individual development. And now what you get to do is take your hands off the wheel, so to speak, as a fan, and just watch these guys and learn for an entire season what they're awesome at, what they suck at, and then you can start to build a big picture plan by getting a feel for Trey Johnson's development, for Alex Starr's development, like getting a better feel for these guys. And the nice thing, too, is then you can turn around in February, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's someone out there that's like, man, I could really use a skill guard. C.J. McCollum would be a great option. Chris Middleton would be a great option. I wouldn't be surprised if you could flip those guys to teams that need ball handling, like Houston still needs ball handling. Orlando, I think, still use ball handling. There are teams out there that I think that will come knocking on the door at the deadline, and you could get even more asset return for those veterans.
Jason, great to catch up with you, buddy. Really appreciate it. Have a great fourth.
See you guys next time.
Great info from Jason Timpf, covers the NBA. Check him out over on The Volume. All right, next, it is the 4th of July tomorrow, as Danny just pointed out. We're going to have our annual 4th of July food draft ahead of tomorrow's cookouts on Grant and Danny next.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. 4th of July tomorrow. So that means, as we do every year before we say our goodbyes ahead of Independence Day, it is time for the Grant and Danny 4th of July food draft ahead of all of your cookouts tomorrow. So these are traditional cookout foods until Danny goes off the board and does some wacky thing to ruin everything. But ideally, we are taking foods that actually get served at a cookout. Now, it could be any cookout because the 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day, whatever it is.
Sure, yeah.
Summer. So a summer cookout spread, so to speak. We'll only have time for 3 rounds in this snake draft. So if you're drafting near the back of the round, you better be on your P's and Q's is what I'm going to say. I've got the 5 of our names down here on the show. Danny, Grant, Ryan, Toby, and Darris. I'm going to randomize them 3 times on randomizer. And then we'll have our draft order.
Then we will go.
1, 2, the following click will give us our draft order. 3, as of 21:25:03 o'clock, the draft order is number 1, Toby, number 2, me, number 3, Ryan, number 4, Danny, number 5, Darris. You get the snake, well positioned in just a 3-horse draft. I think you kind of want to be in the back of the table, so to speak. So Toby, myself, Ryan, Danny, and Darris in that order to get things started. So without further ado, Tobes, you will have the number 1 pick in the 4th of July cookout draft. You are on the clock at your leisure, sir.
The pick is in. I have to have this every 4th of July or it doesn't feel complete. Give me burgers. Give me burgers.
Burgers off the grill.
Burgers off the board.
Very, very good first choice. I will quickly run up to the podium. Now, Tobes did take our number 1 player, but there were 2 guys that were worth considering, we felt like, at the top of the board. There was a 2-player tier before everybody else. We will be taking the hot dog, 2nd overall, the other of the delicious, wonderful grilled items. We will be taking the hot dog with the number 2 pick in this class. We like the ability of the hot dog to play in all forms of the schemes that we're drawing.
Good value, versatile meal. Go to the kids' plate as well. Get them satisfied. Chop it up. A lot of ketchup for the kids, for grown-ups too. Grown-ups use mustard, sometimes relish, a little bit of onion. Sauerkraut's available as well later on in this draft. But hot dog's great value there, Boom.
Now, you're not one of these guys who gets really upset about ketchup on a hot dog.
No, I am. Yeah, it's for children.
In any way, like with mustard also right. Having ketchup?
Yeah, it's tomato, sugar, water. It's for children.
So every hot dog I've ever eaten, every hot dog I'll ever eat will have ketchup on it. I do mustard and ketchup. Mm-hmm. If you just do ketchup on your hot dog, I'm not upset. It's your hot dog, and anyone that tells you you're doing it wrong is an idiot. But you should probably mix in some mustard. Mustard's perfect on a hot dog, and it cuts the ketchup a little bit,
too. It goes together, yeah.
And the ketchup cuts it, I guess. Mm-hmm. All right, Ryan, so burgers and hot dogs are gone. Entrees are going heavily here. You're 3rd overall.
We're 3rd overall, but I feel like we just got the best pick. The pick is in. Come on. Give me a steak. I want a steak on the 4th of July, fresh off the grill. Slice that thing up. It is incredible. Give me a steak on the 4th of July. You're looking at me weird, like this is not a 4th of July food. You're wrong. You're wrong.
Well, I've never been to a cookout where we're cooking steak and cookout.
No, steak's at every cookout.
I'm not telling you can't pick steak. It's a grilled food. You can have it.
Yeah.
But there's never been a cookout anywhere where a bunch of people are just eating steaks. That just doesn't happen.
Yeah, there's 15 people at the house. You got 15 steaks? Go
no, but I mean, like, then again, you have burgers, you have hot dogs, you have steak, like carne asada that's on the grill there. Like, that is a thing. At least at the Clary household, it was.
So, but you're not talking about like brisket.
No,
about
steak, like a cut of steak, like whether it's a ribeye, a flank steak, something like that.
I'm happy for you. It's a great choice. I want to come to your cookout. I've just never been to a cookout in my life where steak was served.
Yeah, usually, it's like you can stand and eat it at the barbecue or at the cookout.
He's getting this. We're not taking it off the board. I'm just curious, Darris or Toby, Danny, has anybody been to a cookout where steak was served?
No. Not served in mass, no.
No, absolutely
maybe,
not.
Maybe the cook makes one for himself or something. Never seen steak served in mass at a cookout.
I mean, that's a dinner, but whatever. So Ryan goes steak at his 4th of July cookout. which is a bit of a wacky. Perhaps Danny will take lobster coming up. Let's go to Danny with the fourth pick.
Pick is in. Not the way I wanted this to go, but this is where we're going. Let's go crabs. We're going to go crab picking at the 4th of July.
Are you a crab guy?
I'm a crab guy.
I didn't know you were a crab guy.
Absolutely.
So you pick crabs?
Yeah, 100%.
Huh,
Steamed, Old Bay. Love it.
Never seen you pick crabs. Attaboy. Yeah, that's a good choice. I'm a little bit surprised crabs got four picks deep. You could tell that three Virginians were picking in the top three spots.
Indeed.
And that our Marylander is still yet to choose. So we've got burgers to Toby. I took hot dogs. Ryan took ribeye. Danny went with crabs. And now Darius is on the board at number five.
You mean he took like skirt steak or something, right?
I guess so.
He doesn't do ribeye.
I'm going to assume the steak is just cut very thinly, and he just got like some basically brisket, but in steak.
Yeah, a little rib cap tips. Yeah.
It'd be a skirt steak, my favorite steak.
Skirt steak. Very good.
Skirt steak.
The pick is in. In the words of our guy Chris Rock, how much for one of them ribs? We're going to talk
about
barbecue ribs.
Thought about it there.
The board.
So, Dad, you got value here. If I didn't take hot dogs, I was going to take ribs. At number two overall.
I mean, it's just an all-star selection.
You got him at five. Three and four, after me, don't take ribs. I'm a little surprised Danny passed on.
I thought ribs would get back to me. That was going to be my sleeper, that I thought Darius would forget and do something else. I wanted the ribs and crabs combo. I didn't get it.
How dare you?
So ribs to you, do we have a preference on ribs? Or are we going?
I like ribs with dry rub on them.
Of course you do.
Yeah, dry rub is superior over to the glazed with barbecue sauce ones.
Do you do them like we like to do a lot of in the oven stuff and then finish them on the grill or like smoked or anything?
Yeah.
You okay with that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
It's perfect.
What do you guys know about crock pot ribs?
Ooh. Not that much. I mean, the short rib in the crock pot, I know about that.
It's not my preference, but when you're just like come home to ribs being done in the crock pot.
Ribs.
It's better than not ribs.
They fall right off that bone.
Yes, they do. All right, you've got ribs, and you're the first person to have two items on your plate.
And the pick is in for that second item.
Remember, guys, we can only eat what's on our plate.
Yeah.
You only get three items. You've got ribs. Let's make a meal out of this thing.
We're going back to the seafood barrel, and this time we are taking shrimp. Your boy does not have a seafood allergy anymore, so we are taking advantage of it. By the way, that's good for you, Darius. Let's go.
We found that out on this show. Now, is shrimp something that you've tried?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I hate shrimp all the time.
Because I know like chocolate and peanuts and peanut butter and all this other stuff.
You still haven't tried it.
Like all these people sent you candy and you've still to this day not tried anything because you're afraid that the doctor's wrong.
You know what he did is he actually went to the roof and reenacted a Tressway punt off the roof of all those delicious gifts.
Imagine a doctor saying, hey, I went to school for 8 years. Here are the things you're able to eat based on the test that I just took and examined on your behalf. And you go, yeah, I know better. You just keep not eating those things.
Yeah, but they sound too delicious. I shouldn't eat them.
All right, so ribs and shrimp. That's a pretty damn good start.
Feeling good about it.
Now, you're going to have to finish strong, I think. But for a guy who once put together a plate that John Carlson said was an embarrassment.
Which I'll never forgive John Carlson for.
You're in a good place, though.
Feeling good.
Yeah, so far that's my favorite plate. I mean, it's got two items on it, but I like those items a lot.
The one with two items when we all have one is your favorite?
Yeah.
I'm going to take note of that. All right, Danny, you have crabs. It is time for your pick.
Pick is in. A lot of ways I can go here, but the way I choose to go, deviled eggs.
Son of a bitch.
Bring me deviled eggs. The main reason is I knew Grant would want them, and screw you, buddy.
Yeah.
That's the biggest reason.
It's definitely top of my board.
Yeah.
We've done a show long enough where Danny just does whatever he can to annoy me during these drafts.
That's pretty much our team strategy.
Now, I will say, as good as deviled eggs are,
yep.
Your plate's the pits a little bit.
I don't love my plate.
You don't have a red meat.
Yeah.
You're eating crabs, which takes so much work, and deviled eggs, which are good. I'm thrilled, but that's like a third item.
So this is basically, there's not a great philosophy here or great way to approach this. I'm not going to win. I know that.
So now you're just tormenting us?
Yes. If Washington's going, we got to beat Philly, and then we can't do that. Okay, well, let's find a way to beat the Giants. Let's draft to beat the Giants. That's kind of what I'm doing.
I like that.
Yeah.
I can accept that. Clary?
Yep.
Clary. We'll put a question mark on the teleprompter. You've got steak.
That's a great bit.
Maybe it's time for mashed potatoes, maybe, for your steak at Randy's. Oh, wait, we're doing a cookout. Your item, your turn.
We're ready. We're thrilled. Pick us in. Pasta salad. It's awesome. Pasta salad at a cookout with your steak right there. My mom makes the best pasta salad out there. It's actually just pasta, cream, corn, and cheese. It's incredible. It's cold. It's going to keep you nice and fresh, so you can go in and go for seconds on that meat pile. And then also, my third round pick, that's the trick up my sleeve, so stay tuned.
Okay, pasta salad. This is the second true side that's been taken. We've got a sides run here. Deviled eggs off the board first. Clary saw that, pivots. He goes pasta salad immediately. So now I'm on the clock with what will be my second pick. I've got to accommodate hot dogs. The pick is in.
Yeah. This is a hard choice.
I'll be going with mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be taking macaroni and cheese because it's excellent, and it shouldn't be available at the ninth pick overall. And frankly, it's an indictment on all of your draft strategies.
Mm.
Danny's had two picks, and he's taking crabs and deviled eggs. Mac and cheese are still sitting there staring at him. Hot dogs and mac and cheese. I sound like a four-year-old, but a four-year-old who eats delicious things. I will take mac and cheese, and I will like it. Toby, we are back to you. You had the number one pick. You took burgers. You now close out round two with the 10th overall selection.
I feel really good about this one. Darius, the pick is in. This will pair nicely with some burgers. I've had this plenty growing up, not just on the 4th of July, but it goes well. Give me some baked beans to go with my burger.
So what's interesting about baked beans is that I can't stand them. And I was kind of hoping they went earlier because they're high value, really beloved item.
Yep.
I know you're a big baked beans guy.
I love them so much.
And I'm very curious that you haven't taken them yet. I kind of was banking on that.
I knew I wasn't going to win, so I changed my strategy because that's where I would go. I would eat a giant bowl of baked beans by myself, alone in the corner in the dark, if it were socially acceptable.
So through two rounds, Darius, would you mind recapping what everybody's taken?
We'll let Toby do that because he's the one keeping track.
Okay.
I got it right here. I can do it.
Go for it. I'm just
Toby,
trying to look over
burgers,
my
burgers, baked beans, Grant, hot dogs, mac and cheese, Ryan, steak and pasta salad, Danny, crabs and deviled eggs, Darius, ribs and scrimps.
Pretty damn good. We don't need to complicate this and have a drink, right? Like, these are just three things on our plate.
So here's what I would say. If you want to eliminate a drink from everyone else, you could do that, right? But, like, I don't know that I would use a pick there because there's so many good foods left.
Okay.
You can use it however you want, I would say.
Yeah. I say keep it to the plate.
Right.
So I kind of want to go with another main.
Well, hold on.
It's Toby's pick.
Are we not snaking back to me?
Toby's got the snake.
Oh.
Come on, Grant. Don't take my pick here.
My sincerest apologies.
Form an orderly queue, sir.
Yes, that's true. Toby, you're back on the board. Start number three. My sincerest apologies.
I don't know that I'm taking your thing here, but nothing screams summer quite like watermelon. Give me watermelon.
Damn. That was definitely one of the considerations.
Yep.
That was my trick up my sleeve.
That's your trick? Like the number one summer food?
I thought people were going to be sleeping. I don't know. I thought people were going to be sleeping. Simply not the case.
So Toby's plate is Americana. Can we just say that?
Yes.
Like nothing screams 4th of July. Toby's got burger, baked beans, watermelon. Just so happens I'm not a baked beans guy, so it's not going to be my plate. But if I looked at all the plates and I had to pick a day, I'd be like, oh, this guy's eating on the 4th of July. That's a hell of a plate, Toby. You should be proud of yourself.
Good plate,
I'm very proud of that. I'm very happy with it.
Especially with the adversity you had to overcome with me trying to take your pick right there.
Exactly.
I tried to Minnesota Vikings you and just run in front of you before you made the selection. I am ready. The pick is in. I am going to go with pulled pork barbecue. I was going to do another side. I don't need to do that. I would like to add to the hot dog, and I will be going with a Hawaiian roll, like slider-sized sandwich, pulled pork barbecue sandwich on my plate here. So I'm going to round out my draft with a hot dog with mac and cheese, and now we're going with pulled pork barbecue slider.
Pretty damn good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad little run for your boy. That brings Ryan up to wind things down. Steak, pasta salad. What else do you have up your sleeve?
We got something. Pick us in. Give me a good old American flag cake with like strawberries and blueberries. You know, it's like, it looks like the American flag and it's a silly cake. You guys hate that.
No, I don't. I love it, but I don't know. I don't know that I'd use the slot there. Yeah.
Sheet cake, yeah.
So like chocolate cake.
Yeah, no.
Could be. It could be.
I guess you could.
He's talking about like the one with the strawberries and it's like hard thing.
Yeah, so it's usually like the overly creative person. What do you call it? Vanilla cake or whatever. It's, yeah, it's the plain
icing,
cake.
Vanilla icing.
Vanilla icing. Then some red toppings, some blue toppings. You get the
okay,
RWB.
So you're talking about a sheet. Because I'm saying like sheet I just cake. Watched a lady on TikTok who made like a no-bake cake that was 4th of July, like American flag. Mm-hmm. You're saying like this is a cake you could get at Wegmans, it just has an American flag on the top.
Exactly.
As the icing.
Also, I will say, most people, I would say, make their own. But, like, yes, you could easily go to a grocery store. You find it there on the shelves. It's awesome. It's great.
So, a flag sheet cake. What flavor?
But vanilla. We have to.
Vanilla cake.
Vanilla.
Steak, pasta salad, and vanilla cake.
Well, it's a flag cake. Okay. So, it's not vanilla cake. It's a flag cake.
A flag sheet cake, a vanilla cake.
A flag cake.
A flag cake. Of course, a flag cake. Danny,
pick us in. Wanted to do this on the radio for a long time. One of my favorite episodes of Family Guy. There's a nuclear fallout, and the Griffins go to a neighboring town. And in order to get into the town, they have to answer a question from the villagers in charge. And they say, name something you'd bring to a picnic. And they go back and forth, and they do a Family Feud style, and they give a bunch of suggestions. A napkin. A dead Lewis. And Peter goes out on his own. He goes, I'm going to go with potato salad. Show me potato salad. That's my answer. Potato salad.
Potato salad. So Danny's plate, crabs, deviled eggs, you're smirking. Like, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'm in last place. But again.
You know.
I mean, I would thoroughly enjoy that, but not as much as Darius's plate won. Unless he screws this up royally.
Guy,
your plate set.
Are you just saying you don't want to give it to me?
No.
That's a Danny Rie plate if I've ever seen
You have one. Hot dogs and mac and cheese. That's what my 7-year-old is gonna eat.
Okay, that's all. You'll love them.
I'd love all that.
Pulled pork barbecue.
Ribs, shrimp, and again, if Darius like handles this last thing fine, that'd be my one seed. Toby's probably two.
Well,
I think you're right there.
Let's
two and
wait
two.
Wait till it's over and then you
well,
can
let's
tell
see what he does. Let's see what he
and
does.
And we'll let you rank it since you're so far behind everyone else. You could tell us how the other three.
Yeah, I'm eliminated early.
What happened to you? Was it the crabs that derailed it, do you think?
No.
Or no?
I mean, I'm very happy with these things, but okay. I know I'm not winning.
Dad.
Look at that.
Big pick, it sounds like, as far as Danny's concerned.
Yeah, we're definitely disappointed that we missed out on potato salad. That was the pick here. But instead, the pick is in.
You did get value on potato salad.
I like potato salad.
Potato salad at 14? Mm-hmm. Come on. Mm-hmm.
We do feel that we still need a side, and the next best side on the board we are going to go with is corn on the cob. Corn on the cob will join this team.
Americana, baby. Put it in a little butter. Spin
it
around.
That's pretty good.
A little butter.
Rib, shrimp, corn on the cob.
Shrimp and corn on the cob.
Sorry about everyone else's draft.
You're underselling the amount of butter that would be on that.
Dad might have just hit himself a bolt.
Yeah.
That's James Wood at Truist Park in the Derby. That's pretty good.
You can't throw it there to Darius.
How about Toby, though? Burgers, baked beans, and watermelon?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Hot dogs, mac and cheese, and barbecue sliders? As good as that is, I don't think that stacks up. Toby and Darius are 4th of July fireworks are going off overhead with their draft. Clary, is your claim that at your home cookouts as a kid, you guys served steak?
Oh, yeah. We would have steaks on the grill. We'd have hot dogs.
Get your mom. Don't explain what you're going to ask her. Get your mom on the line when we come back from break.
I will.
I don't believe for one second she was just cooking up 8 ribeyes and slicing them up for the neighbors. Now, maybe if she's cooking dinner for your family, but if you're having a cookout with random people coming over, she's just serving up ribeye. I got so many questions about that. You're listening to Grant and Danny on The Fan.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes.
Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Well, you know what this song means when you hear it on Grant and Danny.
By God!
That means Heidi Clary's on the line.
That's Mrs. Clary's music.
It means we might have caught Ryan in another lie, but we have to find out via his mom on the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Rood, like when your son tells you he had to stay late because Grant and Danny gave him something to work on, but really he's just lying so he can go out to eat so he doesn't have to come home and eat dinner. But that was several years ago.
Well, he's grown up since then. He's a corporate guy now.
He now lives on his own, and he has a girlfriend. And I don't know. Do you guys still see Ryan at all, or is he just doing his own thing, living his own life at this point, Mrs. Clary?
Well, we don't see him as much as we'd like, but I did actually see him last night. So
wow.
I grilled burgers for her last night.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. I did.
Son
he
of
did,
the year.
Look at this.
Yeah. Let's had go. Her over. I he grilled did. Her some burgers.
So this is the new... He's very much into his grill game, sending out photos of what he's working on. How did the burger experience go? Did you order them and he cooked them correctly to temperature?
He honestly did a great job. He's a really good cook.
He is.
I've got to say, he's a really good cook. I never really had the Clary casserole, but like you guys did, but I'll take those burgers any day. Those were great.
We were blown away by the Clary casserole. We were doing a lot of laughing at the idea of the Clary casserole until we ate it, and then we just decided, you know what? You're on to something here.
Yeah, and he actually made a dessert that was really good. He put a banana in an air fryer with this good yogurt.
It was really good. It was really good. It was Oikos yogurt. It's protein yogurt, and it was also just a split banana with brown sugar on top, throw it in the air fryer. It was like my own banana Foster, and it is amazing.
Danny would love it.
Would you look at him?
Yeah. What were you saying?
A la mode?
A la mode. Whatever that
well,
is.
Well, no, that was the yogurt.
Meaning with ice cream. Did it come with ice cream?
No. Well, it was, you could have, I do have a cream here, but I did not do that.
My dad was Larry laughing in the back.
We yeah, could have.
We're in the car.
Very good.
We could have done that, but I
dude,
just did yogurt.
That's actually pretty creative.
That
it was
good.
Creative.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
You could have done the culinary thing, honestly. You're a good cook.
Yeah.
If you wanted to do like the culinary school bit, I could see you chefing it up.
Because Mrs. Clary, when he was telling us about Clary casserole, it sounded like what the Swedish chef would do from the Muppets. You know, like just grabbing anything and throwing it in there, and it sounded ridiculous. And then we had it. I was like, you know what, this guy, he might know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
It sounded good. I don't think I just saw pictures. I don't think we ever actually had the Clary casserole, but it was good.
I will say this before we move on from this. I actually invite my parents over for dinner all the time, and they're the ones saying, oh, no, we're going out tonight. And I'm just kind of like, oh, how about that? Okay. And my dad, like, refuses to, like, eat anything that I make. I finally made a mistake a few weeks ago.
What?
Oh, Mike's not having what? That.
But, Father's Day.
Oh, well, your Father's Day, you're doing something else. I'm pretty sure, at the beach. You were at the beach. Work, okay, maybe. You were at the beach.
He did make steak with chimichurri sauce, and I couldn't believe Mike ate it, and he had liked it.
By the way.
You're pulling out all the stops.
By the way,
these are all the bits you always like. These are your specialties.
These are my specials, yeah.
Do they eat them before you offer them up to, like, the world, or is this after you've mastered it, you take it to your parents?
No. Like, because I'm not going to lie, like, the first steak I ever made, I was like, oh, I got something here. Like, I'm like, this is good. Like, I figured this thing out day one, and I perfected it since. Like, I'm not even, it sounds like I'm gassing myself up. I am. But it's really good.
But it's good?
It's really good.
I look forward to eating one of these steaks. Speaking of steak, that was actually why we got you on, Mrs. Clary. We need to fact check Ryan on this.
Okay.
So we just did our 4th of July cookout draft, and the idea is,
I didn't hear it. Okay.
Yeah, we go round by round and we make our picks. These are items that you would serve at a cookout. We've all got to make our picks, and Ryan's first round pick, after we took hot dogs and burgers and, you know, real traditional cookout things, he took steak, and he claims that you used to, like, at cookouts with friends and people coming over.
So, like,
over,
the whole family's coming over, group of 12, 13, 15 people, parents, kids, cousins, aunts, uncles, everyone in between, steak for everybody.
That you're just throwing steak on the grill and everyone's getting a steak. And our point was, that doesn't make any sense that you would have steak at a cookout. But he claims that that was what you guys did.
We did prime rib for Christmas, not for July 4th.
I disagree.
But we've grilled steaks for July 4th before.
As a family or as a cookout?
Right, yeah.
But, whoa, let me.
But you finish, Bob. I have a bad memory, Grant and Danny.
What about Mike? Tag Mike in over there. You guys work.
How's Mike's memory on this one?
How's he feel about this?
I'm going over tomorrow to Ryan's for steak.
He said you guys did ribeyes on the grill as a cookout item. So, like, if I just come over with my girlfriend, one of 36 people in your backyard, Mike's swinging around from the grill going, hey, you want your ribeye medium or medium rare?
Well, I can tell you that's not true. He never touches
Mike
a grill. Yeah, he said himself, Mike doesn't cook.
I don't cook. I clean. That's it.
I can't honestly say we would have ribeye for 36 people. No, I cannot say that, Ryan. I'm sorry.
But you said it yourself, 4th of July. Did we or did we not have ribeyes or steaks in general?
We have, yes. Yes, we have.
No, hold it, Mrs. Clary, hold on 1 second. This is what he does. He makes an outrageous claim and then almost tears his Achilles while sprinting backwards, backpedaling like a quarterback on a go route.
Clary, are you now claiming that at some point as a family, you guys may have eaten ribeye on the 4th of July?
Yes.
Obviously.
Well, yeah, but what is this draft? Saying. This is not the cookout draft. This is the 4th of July food draft.
The word cookout is the primary word.
It's the whole point.
Then why is it not the cookout draft? It's the 4th of July food. No, it's the 4th of July food draft. We have a graphic out there. It's not called the cookout draft. It's called the 4th of July food draft.
And when you think of the 4th of July, you think of ribeyes.
You think of steaks.
Well, I mean, I mom, they're trying to slight that you had steaks on the grill grub. Isn't that kind of messed up?
That's what Grandnanny was saying.
Did we have steaks on the grill growing up on 4th of July?
I think a few times.
Yeah.
So
when there was no party, nobody was coming over, when you guys weren't going anywhere.
Mrs. Clary, before we let you go,
running around with sparklers too.
Right.
Have you guys done any good GARs lately?
We did.
We do them all the time.
What was your last GAR move?
I think Artie's was our last one.
Last week?
We did Artie's actually with Ryan and Sophie. We did Artie's with them, but we love our GAR, all of them. I love them all.
We did Mike's yesterday, first time in a little while.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I took off and I was home with the wife and we did Mike's. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
All right, well, good talking to you guys. We appreciate you fact-checking Ryan with us.
Well, not at all. Have a happy 4th, everyone.
See you later.
Enjoy your steaks.
The family Clary. The Clary's, enjoy your ribeyes tomorrow. Sounds like Mr. Clary's in for a treat.
Steak day.
14-ounce ribeye. By the way, Ryan now completely walking this back to, we may have had ribeyes as a family on the 4th of July.
I'm sure it's true that steak was consumed by him on the 4th of July at one point in his life.
The original claim was
that's true.
That's what they served at cookouts. Remember the whole, we would slice it, and he had this whole story about how they did it. Now all of a sudden it's like, Mom, didn't you give me and my brother and my sister steak one time? It's a very different thing.
And it's
amazing how that happens.
It's funny how
all
that goes.
All you gotta do is play a little It's a Wonderful Life and peel back a few layers, huh?
Send somebody deep, start backpedaling.
That's right. Daris, Toby, you guys know. You guys lie to us. We got parents coming on the radio to fact check. That's what we do here. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.